day to the world start again.
Nobody needs to hear those noises. Man, so many people have told me that over the years. Where were we?
I don't know. I was lost. I was in a vacuum.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Welcome back, Kevin. I thought you ran off and maybe moved in with Bean again.
I did not. I went to Florida.
What?
Of all places.
All the bitching and moaning about Florida, and that's where you go.
I went to Florida, yeah.
Classic.
I was helping move a friend.
I see.
And it was Miami. I got to be honest.
Yeah.
I'll tell you about the trip in a minute.
All right.
There were a couple of different things that...
Sure, I got
happened it, and almost happened.
Of course, it's Florida.
bacon may no longer be available in California.
I saw that. That's a frightening thought for many.
What?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what? Snoop is the greatest announcer for the Olympics.
Oh my God, I love Snoop. Just so much, that dude.
Yeah.
He's the greatest.
Use-by dates are accurate.
Really?
Yeah.
I do have a little workaround on drugs. Over-the-counter drugs. Yeah,
okay, good. I want to hear that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I always think, like, I started the Zero Club, which is basically if you let your car go down to 0 miles left.
Oh, right. Gallons. Gas.
No miles left. Like, no.
Right.
And it says get gas now.
Yeah.
You got a little time. You know what I mean? Like you got 3-4 miles. You're good.
My sister used to do this, and it was really weird. Every time she got a new car, she would drive it until it ran out of gas to see exactly where.
Just to see. I didn't even think about
and
that.
And over again, she would be like, of course, it's the furthest away every time from the gas station. Like, we would go, puh, 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 every single time. But at least she knew how far she could get.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I never thought of that.
Yeah, it's pretty clever, huh?
I usually just, you know, it has a 5-mile buffer, is what I think.
I hear one of those that
does. Not good for the car, either.
I never let it go down half.
That's a lot of
half
people.
Half a tank. A
lot
is
of
it?
People. Yes.
Really?
And then I said this as an embarrassing story to tell about myself, that it got down to zero, and I drove another mile and then pulled into the gas station.
Right.
And I thought I was going to get screamed at.
People like that, right, as I recall?
Yes.
Yeah.
And started the Zero Club, and then a lot of people tried to do it, and they were so nervous. Like, oh, I can't believe I'm doing this.
That's because in a fast lane on the freeway in rush hour.
I'm whatever. Well, I mean, that's your choice. I don't think I would be on the freeway at that point. But I figure that's what the used by dates are.
Right.
Okay. Sure, they're going to put a date of, you know, last week.
Yeah, come down to the store and buy another one, eh?
Yeah, it's got another week in it.
You're saying that may not be.
I'm saying it's possible that it doesn't.
Oh, man.
That's what I'm saying.
I bet there's a story behind that.
There is. There's something called a penis snake.
Woo! I saw that.
Not the one you're thinking of.
Disturbing.
Oh, you saw the snake.
Yes.
Okay. Yes, that is very disturbing.
Someone's got to make a prawn with it, though. A porn. You know?
I don't like it.
No, I don't either, but someone's got to do it.
Pretty small, if you ask me.
Hey! Oh, I see what you're talking about. Okay.
And premonitions, are they a thing?
That's a good subject. I like that.
We will take your calls on that coming up a little bit later on today on 95.5 KLOS.
Harry was unloading his car one day, and while they were in the house, someone walked up and stole a bunch of stuff out of the car, and he posted on social. I don't know if you remember this happened a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And he was like, you know, maybe I could get this stuff back. It was one of a kind. And everybody was like, thought you liked stealing, man. What are you bitching about?
See, because that song's called Ben Caught Stealing.
Made a little bit of money on that subject and not too happy about it, are we? And he got a lot of grief. And I was like, get off him! Come on!
Did you see the Foo Fighters on Hulu?
That was amazing.
They showed it, yeah.
I just watched a piece of it.
So great.
Yeah, that you watched the whole thing?
A lot of it, yeah.
Yeah, that's
very
cool.
Very exciting.
There's a lot of humans out there.
Yes.
At that show.
Yes, there were.
It'll be an interesting follow-up, I think.
I went to Miami last
week. What?
Miami, Florida.
That's crazy.
That one. to move my daughter to school.
All right.
So before we went, I told my daughter, listen, no work.
No play.
No writing.
Right.
I'm all yours. We're going to move.
Wow.
This is what this is about.
Quickly explaining no writing means this book you're working on. But anyways, yes.
Yes, correct.
You were going to pay full attention. We're going to get her moved. Yeah.
When we got there, I was very... very surprised by the fact that almost 100% of people were wearing masks.
So that's amazing.
Isn't that crazy?
I spent that time, we were off this last week in Phoenix, and I was shocked too going in. I was like, Arizona, everybody's going to not have that mask on.
Right.
They're going to be carrying their guns.
You sort of get the idea that in some of these states, Texas, Florida,
Arizona.
Arizona. No one is paying attention to it. And that's just not
true.
The case.
No,
although,
man.
I was in Miami. I don't know about Fort Lauderdale and a bunch of other
right,
parts.
Right, sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But there were 99% masks.
Yeah, pretty much in Phoenix.
Very surprised by that.
Not that many, actually. Not as many in Phoenix, but yeah. I'd say 60%.
That's not bad.
No.
When you stop and think about some of these places that just don't care.
Yeah, exactly.
The other thing I noticed was Uber drivers.
Mm.
All right, let's talk about beauty for a second.
Okay.
There's, 80% average-looking people in the world?
Okay.
Maybe?
Sure, yeah.
A little below average, a little below average, above average.
I'd say a little
average,
more than that, but whatever. Yeah.
A little more than that? 85?
Yeah.
Then you got your 5% ugly.
Uggos.
Yep. And then you got your, where are we now? That's 90. So then, no, that's not going to work. So then maybe there's 10% ugly.
Yeah.
Then you've got the beautiful people.
Right.
The beautiful people. The beautiful people. It's all relative to the size of your people. And the top 1% of those people
right.
are beautiful human beings.
Like they don't even, effortless.
It's almost like you can't take your eyes off a man or woman.
Yeah.
Beautiful people are just, you go, what?
Well, damn.
What's,
I don't look
how's
like that.
That. Right.
Yeah. I want to put on that song, the Girl from Ipanema now.
Yes.
Yeah.
My first Uber driver was a 9.
Wow, really?
Yes.
Wow. Male or female or?
Female.
Little both, okay.
And wouldn't stop talking to me.
Oh, really?
It's a little annoying.
Hey, buddy. What are you doing in my Uber?
We both look hot. No, that didn't happen. The second one was a full 10.
Wow.
Yes.
What?
And didn't have any interest in conversation at all.
And that was the one. You were like, I need to get a phone number. I need the digits.
So, no, I stopped. Yeah, I was like, she didn't want to talk. She didn't want to talk.
Yeah.
She was a 10.
Was your daughter along with you? She was cramping your style anyway? Oh. Well, I'll be damned.
Although my style was cramped by the fact that the 10 didn't care.
By your mere existence.
Then I'm in Florida and I text Sluggo and Keith. And Sluggo and Keith say, hey, you should try and make the news out there while you're in Florida.
We're always encouraging you to try to make the news, but yeah.
And I text back, I need a clown costume. And then I text back, for real. Now, I don't know if you know this or not, Sluggo.
Yeah.
But when I text for real,
you
that
mean
means
it.
I'm on it.
Yeah.
So I went to Amazon. And you can get a full clown costume, including a mask, so you don't have to put on makeup.
Delivered that day.
Pretty close.
Yeah.
For, I don't know, $39?
Wow, the $49 rules.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Hold on, I need a clown outfit now.
Right. From the time I decided I need a clown outfit to the time I ordered it was about 8 minutes.
Wow. Damn.
And then I made the mistake of telling my daughter that. And she said, what happened to that whole thing about no work?
No writing. No. Yeah, exactly.
And then.
But how is this work?
That's
research.
Yeah, I
it's
told
fun.
Her that it was you and Keith that were encouraging
right.
me to do it.
Bastards.
But I needed to make the noise, make right. the news. So then she said what kills me, which is, but if you really want to do it.
Oh, it's up to you.
I was like, I'll cancel.
You make that choice.
I'll cancel.
Dad.
Because she's way more important to me.
It's up to you.
It was very close. And
wait, so you have it?
No, I don't have it. I canceled it.
Oh.
But it's like.
You should have had it delivered and brought it home on the plane. Dressed as a clown on the plane.
Dressed as a clown. That was after. Oh, man, I'm an idiot. I should have dressed as a clown on the plane. So stupid. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
That's a fact, my friend.
How are you on bacon? You a bacon lover? Bacon liker?
No, you know, I haven't put any pork in my mouth in 20 years.
Is that right?
Yeah, it was very, 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 very difficult
at
first. No, I wouldn't say that. I'll kill a bird and eat it. I'll eat fowl and fish, but I don't eat red meat or pork.
Well, how come?
It's a
weird,
health
weird
reasons.
Stance. Okay.
Yeah, but also I remember driving, I moved to San Francisco, and I was living there for a little while, and on the way you pass Cowswitch. That's where all the cows are out there for
that's
miles.
A mix with the word Auschwitz?
Yes,
yeah.
For
that's,
cows.
That's not a
And it
good...
was really depressing.
Yes.
And I'm like, I was already on the fence, and I'm like, all right, I can quit, I can stop. And it was, you know, now with Beyond Burger and all these other things, it's become very easy.
But... It's not the same.
Nope, not even close, my friend.
At the beginning of next year, California will begin enforcing an animal welfare proposition.
Beep, beep, beep. I want to back up. It is kind of close, actually. It's a little better now. but going forward now. Yes?
What?
Huh? The meat. It's Beyond Meat.
It's
getting,
it is.
Yeah, it's getting a little warm. Yes,
okay. At the beginning of next year,
yeah,
it's going to be enforcing animal welfare proposition, which was approved overwhelmingly by voters in 2018.
Oh, they're like, yeah, yeah, woo. Wait, what does this mean?
That requires more space for breeding pigs.
Oh.
Egg-laying chickens and veal calves.
Oh, veal, man, that's the worst of it all. So they're like saying you have to actually move a cow into your house, right?
Not exactly.
Yeah, everybody's going to have one cow in their house?
You do need to treat them more humanely, which of course makes sense.
You mean instead of drilling holes in their side?
I don't know that we need to get the gory details of it.
Nah, suddenly the burger's not so wonderful sounding.
National veal and egg producers are optimistic they can meet the new standards, but only 4% of hog operations now comply with the new rules. 4%.
Pigs are the smartest of them all. They need the most room, man. Maybe is it more strict rules for them?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Unless the courts intervene,
uh-huh,
or the state temporarily allows non-compliant meat to be sold in the state, California will lose almost all of its pork supply.
They just love to rattle the cage and go, look out, oh, help, the sky is falling.
Much of which comes from Iowa.
Really?
Who are also having problems with this law. Not problems, but just...
Yeah, just... It's a big...
Making sure that it gets done is not something that's very easy.
Yeah. Well, it seems like it's just something they can just push off for a while. And be
California consumes roughly 15% of all pork products...
In the U.S.?
In the U.S.
Wow, 15%.
California, yeah.
You get that bacon double cheeseburger, you're good to go.
Yeah.
Bacon-flavored everything.
If half of the pork supply was suddenly lost in California, which is... A conservative estimate.
Right.
Bacon prices would jump 60%.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine? Wow.
And it's really cheap already as it is.
From $6 to almost $10.
Oh, man. Oh, man. You want to clog those arteries? You give us another $4.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that's
crazy. We might not have bacon.
So how does this affect you? How much are you a bacon lover?
I got a lot of crap for this at the other station. I like bacon.
Yeah. What's wrong with that? Who would give you crap?
Because I love it.
I know that guy that
Because I don't love it. And that guy loves it too.
He does?
Yes.
He does?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
And everybody went crazy because I said, yeah, it's good.
He has pets. Pig pets.
Listen,
name them.
I'm finding out a lot of information as I went through this story. And one of them was that my former partner, Bean, had a cow named Ham Sandwich.
Yeah, that's right. He had pigs as well. They're like,
imagine if he was... No, I mean a pig named Ham Sandwich.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Right.
Imagine if he was eating and none of us knew it.
When he got tired of the
Wouldn't
pet.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
You know, it would be kind of handy if you have a pet and you get tired of them.
Yeah.
You know, they're bad. Just eat them.
His name is Ham Sandwich. So I think if you want bacon, this is what you're going to have to do in the future. You're going to have to get a pig.
Right.
If you want meat, you're going to have to get a cow.
Right.
And a chicken that lays eggs. So good luck to all of us. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
I got to visit my Dr. Feelgood this week. I ran out over
it's
the long week. Yeah. Well, not ran out, of course.
Ridiculous. I was just going to question that.
Yeah, I still have a barrel left.
Just
that's not enough.
Low.
Yeah.
When you get down to one barrel, you've got to make a return visit.
Exactly.
Do you watch the Olympics?
No.
I love them. I watch events that don't even make sense. Like, I don't even understand what that is.
Curling.
Sure.
Yeah.
In the Winter Olympics. But there are a bunch of stuff in the Summer Olympics, too, that are just...
Tetherball.
Nonsensical.
Yeah.
I wish they had tetherball.
Yeah,
that'd
right?
be cool.
I think that, yeah. Why not?
Snoop Dogg and Kevin Hart are the Olympic commentators that
Snoop.
We need.
I love him, man.
Snoop and Kevin Hart are on the... Paramount Network.
Right, okay.
And they comment on highlights from the Olympics.
And Snoop is just so damn entertaining. Everything he does, whether it's with Martha Stewart and that new ad campaign where it's clear that you're talking about weed. Or
right.
When he was doing the Joker's Wild, the new version of that, he was so awesome. He comes up with a drink,
he's
you know, to host the show. I love that dude.
Yeah,
and his wine is really good. Man.
So here's Snoop and Kevin Hart talking about the Olympics and how you could change him just by changing one word.
Okay.
You know what I like about the Olympics? That's how they always changing it up. Mm. Make a slight change, you change the whole game. Like basketball, add 3x3, it's a whole different game.
Completely different game.
Volleyball, add a beach volleyball.
Oh my God.
Tennis, add a table tennis. You see me working?
I see you working, keep staying there.
Boxing, turn up the heat, hot boxing.
I wish hotboxing.
Yeah, I think I've seen that movie.
Olympic event.
No, I'm not really sure how that one works. Seems to be recreational, Kev. And every time I do get wrecked.
Okay. All right. I'm picking up what you're laying down. What you're saying is you basically add a word, you change the sport.
That's what I'm saying.
All right. Okay. Like this. Like, so you got mountain biking.
Mm-hmm.
Mountain Dew biking.
Hmm. Now,
get a sponsor in there. That's brilliant.
We got sponsors.
All right. Yeah. Dead lifting. Dead body lifting. Right?
That's a little dark, but it's a team sport.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? Shooting, right?
That's a white man's sport.
No. Shooting dice.
Now that's for the community.
Okay. So now they show them highlights of, what's that equestrian horse prancing? Oh,
the prancing sort of thing?
The dancing thing with the horse.
Yeah, you know, that one thing. Yeah.
Yes, so right. There's somebody riding the horse, and it's doing this weird prance dance thing to music.
Right.
This is Snoop.
I like this. This is equestrian.
They call this
equestrian.
By the way, look at that horse.
The horse crip walking, cuz. You see that? Oh, the set. That's gangsters of mother. Hey! Oh, look at this, cuz.
Oh, come on, man.
This horse is off the chain. I gotta get this motherfucker in a video.
That's...
I'm 100% positive that I
added
that.
Liar!
Bloop, bloop, all right, well, that's enough for now.
Yeah. So talk about this contest.
Crip walking
is brilliant.
Because I don't know if you've seen crip walking, but it's a funny dance.
Who hasn't? Here's where we talk, I said.
Sluggo just said, this is where we talk.
Oh, right. We're supposed to say things now. On the
wow. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. We
That's
are back,
song.
And we are in shape, and we know what we're doing.
Yeah.
And we didn't use the word MF-er last hour,
No, Snoop did not.
Snoop did not either.
Yeah,
that's correct.
He wouldn't do that. He's out there smoking and having a good time.
So, as I said, I was in Miami last week. Mm-hmm. I left.
Unbelievable. Of all the places in the world for you to go to, Florida.
It really wasn't... It really wasn't COVID central. I know that the rates are sky high, but at least in Miami, most of the people were wearing masks. I was very surprised by
that. Right. But even just beyond that.
I expected to be mocked by wearing a mask.
I wore a mask
everywhere just because I didn't want to get Florida on me. You know?
Yeah.
So I leave a week ago yesterday. I get back yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I go to my fridge.
Oh, no.
And I think I need to get something to eat. I'm hungry.
Sure. Yeah. After a week,
yes. Right. So, and I don't know how long it had been before that.
Yeah, I was going to say.
When I went to the grocery store.
Yeah.
So I started going through stuff, and I found one thing, and I threw it out, and I found another thing, threw it out. Then I found a third thing. And it was like, it was kind of like, not burritos, maybe enchiladas.
From where?
Kind of like a frozen thing.
Oh.
Not frozen, but in the fridge.
Oh, dude.
Not the freezer.
Well over a week old. Enchiladas.
And so I checked for the used by date.
Uh-huh.
And it said 7/22/21.
Ooh, that's a while ago.
Not really.
Yeah, really.
It's a week.
Wait, a little over
a week.
Used by.
Don't you think the used by dates have a little padding in them? They're not going to let you walk right up into the edge of your milk souring. When they put the used by
that's
date,
yeah.
They'll pad
Best
it.
Best Buy, they usually say, you know.
Yeah, but use Best Buy, whatever.
Yeah.
But still, you probably got another 4 or 5 days.
On milk, 4, 5, 6 days.
Right.
But this is more than a week on something that's a fresh food sort of item. And
sort
I wouldn't,
of.
I would
it was
never
in my
go there.
Fridge.
Now, I would like with medicines.
Yes.
The workaround I've heard, and I don't know that works at all, is that if you just double up on it. if it's like out of date, you just take twice as much.
Listen, yeah. That's terrible
Let's
advice.
Call Dr. Drew and see
it's
if
it's terrible advice. Having said that, maybe it's the right way to go.
Yeah, or double up on the enchiladas.
Who am I to talk?
What did they taste like?
So the enchiladas say 15 minutes in the oven.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching U.S.-Mexico play soccer, so mm-hmm. I needed it a little quicker. So I put it in the microwave.
Wow. You're just determined to go to the hospital with worms or something. Yeah.
And I thought a week. Oh, sure. It
dude,
says 7/22.
You're crazy.
Not really. So
that's ill.
Well, I mean, I guess that could be someone else's judgment. So I put it in the microwave and then I ate it. I took one bite of it.
Yeah. Oh.
And projectile.
Oh.
Reversal.
Really? Really?
Yes.
Yes. Oh my God, that's awesome. Where did it land? Tell me on the TV.
No, all over the floor.
Oh, that's awesome. Do you have animals at home? You don't have animals at home. They would come clean it up for you.
No, I have.
Wow. What was the taste like? Describe the taste.
I can't really because I had so little time. to sample it.
I think I'd mentioned this before. I used to not clean my office at home where I was working, and I would have a mocha frappuccino every single day.
Okay.
I just, for some reason, didn't throw away the cups. I don't know why. It's not like me. I just leave them sitting around.
Yeah.
I grabbed one for a drag that I thought was fresh and took a big old sip.
Oh, it was an old one?
Like 2 weeks old.
Oh, no.
The taste was earthy, plant-like. And vomit-inducing.
Oh, no. Oh,
I didn't. I was like, oh. And I never did that again. All the cups, as soon as I was done with them, were out of there.
One bite, and yeah. It came out faster than it went down.
Any flavors that come to
Not
mind?
Not really.
No?
No, it Bitter? Was just nastiness.
And you knew it was bad. There was no question.
It wasn't, hey, I'm going to throw up.
Right.
It was, I took a bite, and then I was surprised it was all over the floor. It was one of those.
You think if you had been really insanely hungry, like the world is ended.
I was pretty hungry.
No, like you can't go out and...
I would have taken another bite?
Yeah.
No, I had a reversal. What would make you think I would...
Reversal of fortune.
Those are not fun. You think I want another one?
Oh, they're fun if we're watching you, if we're there with you. Wow, right. Dude. I think this is a typical bachelor sort of problem. It's a person living at home sort of. Sure. They're like, I'll just give it a go.
Why not?
Give it a shot.
How bad could it be?
How bad could it be?
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
I was wrong.
Yeah.
But I would also...
Good on you for trying.
I would also manage a guess that other people have tried this.
Oh, sure.
And I will tell you one story about my former partner, Bean, who used to, as soon as milk started souring, would add chocolate mix to it to make it chocolate milk and continue drinking it.
Man, that's weird. Because he was so poor, he couldn't possibly
milk. Not even part of it. Just... Wanted chocolate milk,
right.
Figured it would work.
Wow.
So am I the only one who's done this, or has someone else actually eaten outdated food? And how was it?
And what was your response?
Was it just my particular item that went bad that quick? Because 722 to 81, still in my mind, I go, it's not that long.
I don't know, man. I would say almost for anything else, like if something on the shelf... But when you're talking like that, sounds like
it
some sort of.
It was in the fridge, though.
Right,
I thought
but
that was better than on
no,
the shelf.
No, I think that's
what do
you mean,
worse
no? Because that's fresher food. You know what I mean?
Oh.
Like something in a can or something in a box.
Something in a can you could eat forever.
Yeah. Well, not. But once it starts bloating, you know,
sure.
But
that.
Yeah, but still.
All right. So if you've tried food that was outdated,
yeah,
give us a call at 818-955-KLOS. This is just for me to feel better about me. 818-955-KLOS.
And get ready to describe what it was like.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Sell by, schmell by is what you're saying here.
You ate food that was past its use by date?
Yes, I did. It was it was milk, but I just it got spoiled and stuff, and so I just waited till it turned to sour cream and I just used it on a potato.
Did you put any chocolate in it like Bean would have done?
I mean,
I didn't quite do that.
I mean, that sort of sounds smart.
Yeah.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was pretty.
That's no, by the way. That's a no.
That's a hard no.
All right, thank you.
Hey, KLOS, tell us about the bad food you put in your mouth.
Oh, my God. The salsa was like over a year old.
By the way, let me just say this. I think salsa might be one of those things that I would give a wide berth.
Yeah.
Like,
not a year.
It says 2 months. It's salsa.
365 days. Maybe not that long. 818-955-KLOS. Tell us about your bad food experience.
Love that more.
Oh, man. Seriously, right?
So good.
So good. Aaron Jones and the KLOS Free Ride brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. That is supercharged. And you want to see what he's going to be like when we finally get to see him live. Stop by his Instagram. He posted that song live in Nashville. Performed it not too long ago. That's damn good stuff.
Fantastic.
It's so good live. Great guy.
All right, we're talking about food that you ate that was past its due date. Do you have one of those?
I have a Gatorade.
What was the use-by date?
It was over a year old.
Oh, man. All right, now Gatorade, though, I would think, again, might be a little weak, but that's about it.
Yeah, what did it taste like?
I was up in my attic working. It was during the summertime, and it was like, it was 100 degrees out. I'll keep Gatorades in the refrigerator for someone comes by, they could have something to drink. Didn't pay attention to it. grabbed the Gatorade and started chugging it. I got about halfway down with it and just realized it was tasted like garbage.
No, no.
I was sicker than crap for like, you know, like food poisoning. That was horrible.
Wow.
I didn't get food poisoning because it my body rejected it immediately.
Thanks for calling, man. Hi, KLOS. Tell us about your spoiled food experience.
My grandparents don't send out their stuff often, but they write the dates on them.
Right.
And they were getting ready to move, and they had a can of or a jar of jelly from like 419 that they gave us.
Here, have that. Put that in your mouth. Hey, you like it.
I tried it, and it almost came back up.
I can ditch in the year 1919.
It almost, though. That doesn't reach the standard.
It's from like minimum of two to three years old.
That's pretty sweet.
Wow. That's crazy.
That means they eat that, too.
Yeah. Blah.
Hey, KLOS, you ate food that was past its use-by date?
Actually, I called on the medicine. My dad used to hoard Excedrin from Costco.
Mm-hmm.
I just finished the last of it. The oldest bottle was 1999 expiration date.
1999.
Knockout headaches, and did you take 70 of them at a time?
No, it still works fine. The only thing is that the coating is kind of gone, so it's really chalky.
So it's
and
just powder?
Really bitter tasting.
Huh.
I mean, I don't think you're supposed to even taste aspirin or Excedrin or whatever. Yeah. You're supposed to swallow it.
Thanks for calling. I came across some old codeine one time, and I'm using this. And it was kind of melty, like it was but it still kind of worked.
Do you still have it?
Sure.
KLOS, hello.
I'll meet you in the parking lot.
It was a combination gasoline and milk.
I'm sorry, what?
How did you put gasoline in your mouth?
What are you talking about? How do you...
I was siphoning gas out of my dad's truck.
Oh,
gotcha.
Right.
And I didn't do well.
You were just starting it with your mouth, and it came in your mouth.
Excuse me.
And then you drank milk?
Well, I got scared. The taste, so I ran into the house, grabbed the carton of milk, and put that in my mouth. The next thing you know, it was chunks of milk in there, and it came out my nose and my mouth.
Oh,
what a great day that was.
Milk does not do a body good.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
For Marcy's sake, I will say anytime is a good time for Bush. That's what she always says. Anytime.
Okay, good.
Plays Gavin and his
Bush.
I
agree with that. There's a big problem with COVID in Russia right now because the Kremlin-controlled media is deep in a massive vaccine disinformation campaign.
Oh, really?
They want to make sure that everybody in Russia knows.
Yeah.
All of the vaccines from anywhere else is trash.
Okay.
And dangerous.
Right.
Only the vaccine that we came up with
in Russia
is good.
All right. Now, that's really unusual for them. That's a strange stance for Putin to take.
Any foreign-made inoculations, not to be taken. They're dangerous.
Despite the fact that 99% of the time it's really saving lives and keeping people from getting sick. That's all lies.
But Russia's COVID is the best. Their shots are the best.
Well, and their COVID is the best, too.
Their COVID is the best.
Corona
as well.
Is the best one.
But now it seems that the fear-mongering and backfiring and backpedaling is getting a bunch more anti-vaxxers.
Oh, really?
In Russia. Like, they heard part one.
Yeah.
Well, all of those vaccinations are bad, but the Russian vaccination is the good one.
Come on, man. These people are Russians. They know that the stuff made there
they do
is
know
what's second rate.
They do know what's going on.
They know they don't get toilet paper when they want it. They know everything's going to fall apart if it was made in Russia. They know.
So there's a huge black market for the sale of counterfeit vaccination certificates.
Oh, really? Oh, for a certificate for faking it.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
And there's a...
I thought it was for, like, stealing from the rest of the world, the good stuff.
No. It's the most widespread type of online fraud in Russia, which is selling little fake things that they got
vaccinated. I got vaccinated and a happy face.
Which, by the way, doesn't help your health at all.
It's really not going to do much.
Actually get COVID. Some are so desperate, and I saw a Russian woman put this on TikTok. She goes in...
Mm-hmm.
She sits down.
Hello, comrade.
The woman gives her the shot.
Mm-hmm. The good Russian shot.
She stands up. Mm-hmm. She walks out of the office and she pulls off her arm. It's a fake arm.
Wow.
It's a prosthetic.
How did that? Really?
It's a prosthetic arm.
And the nurse is like so second rate. She's like,
doesn't even know that that's not a real arm.
Isn't that crazy?
Wow, that's
so far the most effed up story about anti-vaxxers was brought to me by a makeup effects artist. This is one of the people who is being asked for fake arms.
Just so they can get the little certificate.
She has a workshop where they make props and prosthetics. And she says people cut, and she tells them nurses can tell that's
I would think
not an arm because they're a nurse.
But they're probably going, so what? You want to fake it? I don't care.
She tells them that, and then they say, well, we'll pay you more money for it. And she's like, but but the nurse will know.
But really, really, another 20 rubles, the nurse will know. Please. Wow.
So that's where Russia is right now. COVID is running rampant. And they have sown distrust about all other vaccinations except for their own. And so Russians are going, nope.
You know, when we're all living in caves and people are scrawling the end of the world on the walls and they're going to be talking about Russia had the fake COVID and arms.
Prosthetic arms.
Yes. It's what brought end of world. Enjoy your life in a cave.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
You were just in Miami, and this happened in Miami.
This headline says, penis snakes pop up in, you guessed it, Florida.
And these are nasty, man. This picture is gross.
Authorities had captured a 2-foot-long specimen at the C4 Canal near the Miami International Airport.
2 feet.
Which I was, you know, probably within a quarter of a mile.
Yeah, yeah, you were just there. Yeah, when they were here.
And put it in captivity.
Right.
Where it unfortunately died of starvation.
What was it wanting to eat? I'm afraid to ask.
I have so many answers that I can't say.
Right, exactly.
It's a type of a virtually blind, legless amphibian.
Oh, come on, man. You talk about a blind snake.
Yes.
That's crazy.
That really does resemble a penis.
It exists. This is not fake.
It resides in the jungles of South America and Asia. This particular species, which is endemic to Venezuela and Colombia, had never been seen in the U.S. before.
Oh, who brought it over?
Some dumbass.
Are we going to talk to Ralph or something?
Scientists aren't sure how the South American migrant got there in the first place. Although they suspect, and this is, of course, the answer, they might have been released by careless owners.
You know what?
I don't want this. Species is the most common in the pet trade.
I don't want this damn snake. Oh, really?
Yes.
It is?
Yes.
I was like, you know.
Why is it that popular?
Right. And why have we never seen it before? I've never seen this thing before.
Did you see the picture of it?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
It's so gross.
It's not good.
It's hilarious, and it needs to be in a naughty movie someday, somehow. So if you write naughty movies, I've got a subject for you
here. It's known as the penis snake because it looks like it. It's a noodle-shaped creature that hunts by using a pair of face tentacles to detect snails, lizards, and other prey.
There's some gross stuff on this planet.
Thankfully, despite growing up to 5 feet long.
Ooh, that's pretty respectable, my friend.
This creature does not pose a threat to humans.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, suddenly it's not. Now it doesn't bother me so much. Yeah, let's get one. We'll name him, I don't know, what should we name him?
But does it have to be as small as 5 feet? It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We were on vacation last week. Sluggo went to Arizona. Had a great time, did you?
Oh, man.
Well, not so much.
You know, you can't go home. And I mean, I've been here more than half my life. I consider this home 100%.
Same.
So it was great to come home to California. But
yeah, Sluggo and I were both born there.
Yeah, and Phoenix.
And don't consider it home.
No, hell no. I mean, you know, I wish everyone well there in the Valley of the Sun.
Sure.
But what a boring town.
I have family there.
And you took your week vacation.
Yes, I went to Miami. Yes.
It's just stunning.
And
stunning.
Shocking. Listen.
Yeah.
I didn't have a choice. So getting on the plane coming back. It was delayed 5 hours.
Oh, God, of course.
So I had to sit and wait and sit and wait and sit and wait. And I went up and asked, why is the plane delayed? And they said, we're doing major repairs.
Oh, they said major?
Yes.
Major.
Major repairs.
Plane you're going to get on and get a 30,000 feet in.
Yes.
Needs major repair.
Major repair.
We got Joe over there. He came in. He'll give it a look.
Right.
I don't know.
So it was supposed to leave at 10:55 and it left at about 5:30.
10:55 a.m.
Eventually.
Yes. And 5:30.
Yes. P.M.
Oh my God.
We waited outside of the plane for a long time. We waited inside the plane for a year.
An
hour.
It felt like a year.
For an hour.
Right.
And I started thinking, and I always have this thought come to my mind, and then I always banish it.
Mm-hmm.
Is this a sign that I should get off this plane?
Oh.
Do you think that way?
Super rare, but I, you
it
know,
always
I think
comes
everybody,
to my mind where
yeah.
I go, I've been waiting now 6.5 hours for a plane they're doing major repairs on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is this one of those times where
I think
the world is pointing out to me, hey, maybe get off and take another flight?
See, I don't know about that. I mean, I that seems like just kind of a trust issue. I'm not saying, I mean, I'm just saying, to me, those kind of feelings come out of nowhere. Like,
but that didn't come out of nowhere because they were doing major repairs.
No, I know, but
repairs.
I mean, when you like have a premonition, like every once in a while, I'll feel I shouldn't be here. Maybe twice in my life. Like,
has anything ever happened?
No.
From it? Do you ignore it?
I don't. Because it comes
because
so
I ignored
rare.
It came into my mind and I thought, no, that's stupid.
Yeah.
Just sit in your seat and
couple times that it's happened, I went, I'm like, you know what? Just to be safe, I'm gonna skate from this. I'm gonna get out of here. I'm not
really?
Gonna do this. Yeah, and then nothing happened.
To
so anything?
To
like
anything
it was like
where
a,
you
yeah,
were supposed
was like
to be.
A, yeah, there was like a.
So
movie
premonitions? Film. Do you listen to them? And have they ever come true?
See now, I mean, like it's funny because when you were talking about this off the air a little while ago, I was thinking, well, you know, the, like certain people were supposed to be on, like, say the flights on 9/11. They were going to be on that plane,
right?
But it wasn't a premonition. They just happened to.
No, that was a. Yeah. They happened to be late and missed their flight. Thank God.
Yes, the
but
luckiest
that was
thing
not
in the world.
A premonition.
Right. Yeah.
Somebody who was sitting on the plane. That would have thought, hey, something's wrong, I'm going to get off.
Right.
That's a premonition.
That would be, yeah. And I don't know I don't know. Clearly, I believe that those kind of things happen. I haven't had a personal experience.
I have not either.
Yeah.
Although those thoughts come to my mind every time there's a delay in airfare.
Sure.
Every time.
Oh, really?
They're working on a plane. Okay.
Which is almost every time.
Well, maybe I shouldn't get on this plane.
Right.
I dismiss it immediately, and I've always been fine.
Right.
But
and you're still here with us today.
But...
Kevin doesn't know that he's actually dead, as
some would say. But do you have premonitions, and have they come true?
Yeah. Have you ever, like, we want to talk to you if you ever thought, oh, I better not do this, I better get out of here, and
it
then...
Was, or maybe it was just a feeling, just an uneasy, I need to not be here feeling.
And then did something actually happen?
Yes.
Yeah, that would be the real...
That's what we're looking for at 818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS. 955-KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon, and we're talking about premonitions. You had one?
I was about 19 years old. I had this premonition of getting on my motorcycle and getting hit by a truck.
Okay.
On my way to work. I'm driving. I get hit by a truck.
Is that right? Wow. So you thought that you were going to get hit by a truck. You got on your motorcycle anyway, and you got hit by a truck?
Yeah, I didn't believe it was going to happen.
Wow.
I think if the truck driver that I was heading towards had not stopped, I would have been gone.
Did you cause the accident?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
No, I did.
I drove head on into a truck. I don't know. It just kind of happened.
It was just kind of a premonition. No. I don't know.
Right on. Thanks for calling.
Thank you for calling. KLOS, hello.
Hey, it's Kevin and Sluggo. It's Mr. Marsh. What's the question? Welcome back, by the way.
Thank you. The question is, have you ever had a premonition?
And then it paid off.
No.
Okay.
All right. Thanks
for calling.
I had a premonition he was going to say that, but we move forward.
KLOS, hello.
The night before, we were going to the NHL hockey finals at the Forum. I had a dream. He got the puck about mid-field, shall we say, and mid-ice, and took a tremendous shot. The puck hit that stick angle, flipped up over the glass. By the way, we were in the second row seats.
Mm-hmm.
And you know they have those cup holders in each seat?
Yes.
The puck lands right in my cup holder.
Wow.
In the dream.
Wow. In the dream.
I wake up and I'm going, gee, that's weird. On the way to the game, I figured, you know what? I picked up my friend and our two sons, and the four of us were going to the game. I figured, you know, if this ever happened and I didn't tell them, nobody would ever believe me. So I told them the story on the way to the game, and they're all laughing like, oh, yeah, like that would happen.
Sure.
It absolutely happened just the way it did in the dream.
That's so bizarre.
That's awesome. Did you get to keep... Do you have the puck still?
I do.
Nice.
Nice.
Hey, post a picture of it.
I actually got Gretzky's autograph on the puck after
the
game.
Hey, man, take a picture of it and post it on our social, on our Twitter. We are at Kevin and Sluggo.
Well, believe it or not, I'm a total Luddite. I don't even own a computer.
Good for you.
No worries.
We'll come over to your house later and take a look at it.
Thank you.
Thanks, man. Thank you.
KLOS, hello. You had a premonition?
I had a premonition. It was in a vehicle. I drive a truck for work. And a long time ago when I was driving, before we had GPS, I was getting on the freeway, getting up to speed, start up about 75. And I had the dome light on. I was trying to look at a Thomas guide, if you remember those.
Oh, sure.
And I didn't have my seatbelt on. And I really had like a moment where it was almost a panic attack. I had an adrenaline rush where it was focus, pay attention, something's going to happen. And as soon as I shut off the light and put on my seatbelt and focused on what I was doing, I went under an underpass and there was a guy standing in the lane in the middle of the freeway waving people around his car.
Whoa.
Wow.
I would have never seen him.
You would have just plowed right into him.
And he was standing on my side, so wow. I would have hit him and then the car.
Dude, that's crazy. That's bananas. So, I mean, I guess basically what it comes down to is maybe you should pay attention to those voices.
Maybe.
You know, that premonition. I wouldn't say pay attention to voices, but...
I thought you were going to stop it. Said,
yeah. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. That's Dirty Huddy.
I was gonna it's like that. We're starting over.
I love a band that can like play with their own logo and stuff and like, you know,
just
their
mess around.
Name. Yeah, exactly. And they've got a great bunch of tour shirts for this year. I got Dirty.
I like it.
2021. I love their logo anyway. So those are available now. Even if you don't get to see them, what the hell? Because 2021's a wash for the most part. You should grab some of the shirts. It's cool stuff.
So you're not watching the Olympics?
No, sir.
Would you watch the Olympics if Kevin Hart and Snoop Dogg were the announcers?
I'd be far more likely to, yes.
I would agree as well.
I love Snoop. He's the best.
Paramount Plus mm-hmm. has gotten them to do, I guess they are announcing like highlights of the Olympics.
All right.
So this is the first clip. It's Kevin Hart and it's Snoop. And they're talking about how to come up with new Olympic sports.
You know what I like about the Olympics? It's how they always changing it up. Mm. Make a slight change, you change the whole game. Like basketball, add 3x3, it's a whole different game.
Completely different game.
Volleyball, add a beach volleyball.
Oh my God.
Tennis, add a table tennis. You see me working?
I see you working, keep staying there.
Boxing, turn up the heat. Hot box.
No, I'm not really sure how that one works.
So it's maybe... recreational, Kev. And every time I do get wrecked.
Okay. All right. I'm picking up what you're laying down. What you're saying is you basically add a word, you change the sport.
That's what I'm saying.
All right. Okay. Like this. Like, so you got mountain biking.
Mm-hmm.
Mountain dew biking.
Now we got sponsors.
All right. Dead lifting. Dead body lifting. Right?
That's a little dark, but it's a team sport.
Yeah. You see what I'm saying? Shooting. Right?
That's a white man's sport.
No. Shooting dice.
Now that's for the community.
Nice. That's awesome.
Then they, and I don't even know what this is called. It's equestrian, but it's these horses that kind of dance.
Oh, the prancing sort of, yeah.
Yeah.
Often Russian, I think, aren't they? I don't know.
Any idea. I don't know anything about it. I don't know how they get graded
they just
or
look
scored.
So damn fancy. It's like, look at me.
And not interesting.
No, sir. Nope.
But Snoop finds it very interesting.
Oh, nice.
I like this. This is equestrian.
This is prancing.
Oh, this is equestrian.
By the way, look at that horse.
Did you? Oh, the horse crip walking, cuz. You see that? On the set. That's gangsters of mo. Hey! Oh, look at this, cuz.
Oh, come on, man.
This horse is off the chain. I gotta get this motherfucker in the video. Oh, my God.
Snoop said I gotta put the horse in the video.
Motherfucker's off the chain. I need that.
Horse crip walking is officially in the Olympics.
Man, you see that?
Play it one more time, man.
You gotta see that. That intro
play,
walk was
play
cold.
Play it one more time. Play it one more time so we can see it.
I mean, now we're gonna see a Snoop video with a prance and horse.
I would love that.
And you know where it came from?
I would
the
love
Olympics.
That, and I would watch every minute of the Olympics if Snoop did it.
I could totally smoke that, man, 100%.
Never tired of that song.
Oh, so good.
And I've heard it a billion times, and every single time I crank it.
I think I'll still be cranking it the next billion times.
Agreed.
Love it.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Now, these words you're about to say make no sense.
I went to Miami.
What?
last week.
We've spent months now talking about how insane that state is and you should stay
Florida
away.
Is crazy. Yeah. There's no question about
so
it.
So you just wanted to go join the fray. You just wanted to be in the middle of the insanity.
There's something wrong with me, for sure. There has been for a long time.
You got to go see what it's about.
No, I was moving my daughter there because she's going to school.
Oh, man.
Okay, so I'm in Miami for a full week, mm-hmm. and I have three things to tell you. One, most of the people in Miami wear masks.
That's amazing.
I was very shocked.
Yeah. So you would say how much, what a percentage of people you saw?
I mean, you know, in the airport, everybody had to. It was 99% in the airport.
Right.
But even in like a Target or something else where they did have signs, but they weren't going too aggressively.
Right.
I'd say 85% wear masks.
Yeah, we were in Phoenix this past week, and I expected that I'd be one of the only people wearing a mask for your protection.
Right.
I don't want to get you sick in case I happen to have it. And it was actually, it was about 60 to 70% most of the places.
Although I did wear double masks sometime to protect me because I didn't want to get Florida on me. You know what I mean?
Sure, you should have had a bodysuit on.
Or the COVID.
Right.
I also didn't want to have any part of that.
Yeah, yeah. Either. Again, for the third time.
So I was very surprised that they were very masked up.
That is amazing.
In Miami. Well, now, that doesn't mean the whole state is the same.
No,
but two, Uber drivers, you have to be a supermodel. Who knew?
In Florida?
The first Uber driver that I had was a good solid 8.
Wow.
And talked to me the whole time and was had a great personality
and
was
that
fun.
Number?
No.
What? Damn it, dude.
No, I didn't ask for the number.
Slipping.
And then the next Uber driver was a solid 10.
Wow.
You know, there are certain people that, man or woman, are just strangely beautiful, and you just can't stop looking at them.
No, sure.
You're just like, there's just very few people like that.
It's the perfect example of a human that we don't come anywhere near.
Yes. You just go, wow, that's
I wish I looked like that.
That's a human, and I'm a human. That makes no sense whatsoever. Yeah.
So did you get that one's number?
Oh,
the 10?
No, the 10 wasn't all that interested in talking to me.
She just
so I asked a couple questions, then I realized she doesn't want to talk to me, so I stopped.
Hey,
I left
buddy,
her alone.
Why don't you go to hell?
No, I just left her alone.
Why don't you go to hell? By the way, I'm a 10.
And the other thing that I got a text from Sluggo and my boss Keith. And they said, while you're in Florida, why don't you get on the news?
Hey, win in Rome.
That would be funny.
That's right.
The problem is, I had told my daughter earlier, I'm not going to work while I'm there, and I'm not going to write while I'm there.
Wow. Writing, by the way, referencing a book that Kevin is working on.
But this week was for her, and I'm not going do anything like that.
So we tried to derail that.
You did. And within 5 minutes, I found out that on Amazon, you can order full clown suits, including masks, so that you don't need to put on makeup and the whole thing. And I had ordered one for like $49.
Well, where's the video? Let's see what happened. What went on? Did you get on the news?
And then my daughter said, hey, I thought that, and I was like, oh, you're so right.
This is just fun. You're in Miami.
Yeah, but she's so much more important than that.
Well, sure.
To me.
Well, sure.
Having said that, I did cancel it. And I'm not positive why. The address that I was going to have it sent to was the hotel.
Uh-huh.
And then I was just going to show up in different places.
Well, you could have worn it on the plane on the way home.
Yeah, I should have.
That would have been awesome.
No,
some damn clown getting on the
plane. When
damn
my daughter
plane.
Said that, I was like, you're so much more important. I'm sorry, I'll cancel it.
Well, good for
and
you.
And I canceled
good
it.
Good for you.
And I haven't regretted it more.
Skibbity bop doo doo bop. What is that?
Don't know.
Yeah.
Scatting.
Oh, okay. Why not?
I'm not positive. All right, we're going to be on vacation tomorrow. Thank you, everybody.
I'm going to go home and pet the kitty for a month. I'll see you on the other side of that.
All right, let's do our... Welcome back. Let's do our Encyclopedia.
Say that again.
Encyclopedia.
Oh, you got to know about this band, the Black Crowes, I'm guessing?
Yes.
Okay.
Call now. 818-955-KLOS. Do we say the question now?
No, don't say it now. Will you get through? Your caller 13, you can answer the question. What do they get?
Tell them the prizes.
They get Black Crowes Shake Your Money Maker limited edition playing cards. They get 2 tickets to see the Black Crowes in concert at the Forum and a bunch of other stuff, including a grand prize they qualify
for.
And
you can crip walk if you like as well. With a horse. That would be nice. All right, good luck. 818-955-KLOS. We're going to be doing this like all week, I do believe.
Excellent.
A little Encyclopedia.
See what we did there?
No.
KLOS, who's this?
Hi, my name is Mary.
Hi, Mary. You're caller 13.
No way!
Nicely done. You get to play our little Encyclopedia game.
Oh, God, I have no idea, but I'll try.
Yay, good. That's our favorite. That's, you like that band right there we just played? You want to go, whatever, what is it we're giving away?
We're giving away tickets.
Oh, okay.
To good. See them at the Forum.
Giving away tickets.
Yes. Yeah. You want to move in with them? Was that part of the
No, price? That's
oh,
not
I
part of
thought
it.
That was,
oh. Nope.
Well, it's a really rough question. Kevin will ask you, and good luck.
All right, are you ready?
Yes.
Who is older, Chris or Rich Robinson?
Chris.
Is correct.
Oh, nice!
Nicely done! Woohoo!
I'll check you out.
All right, listen. You got the Black Crowes Shake Your Money Maker limited edition playing card. You got two tickets to see the Black Crowes in concert in August 19th at the Forum. And you also qualify.
Oh my God.
You also qualify to win the grand prize, which is an exclusive pre-show meet and greet with the Black Crowes and a VIP side stage viewing at the concert.
No way!
And if all goes really well, you'll move in with them.
Correct. It's not on the yes. sheet, but I think we're just assuming.
Woo, you guys are the best.
It was on this day in rock in 1962 when Robert Zimmerman made it official and changed his name legally to Bob Dylan. Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles were named favorite recording artist of all time on this day in rock in 1998 in a poll that was conducted by the UK music magazine Mojo, beating out, the King of Rock and Roll, Elvis Presley, Frank Sinatra, Queen, and the like. It was on this day in very silly rock in 2014 that Weird Al Yankovic's Mandatory Fun got to number one on the U.S. album charts. That was his first number one album.